10 years earlier that they saw the band that was to greatly influence their career, Kevin Rowland and Dexys Midnight Runners.
The first time we saw Kevin Rowland and Dexys Midnight Runners was in 1980, January. We'd been to St Andrews to see them. We went along, it was just another act appearing there. We didn't know what they were. We thought they were like a ska band or something. And then they came on stage and it was the most incredible thing we'd ever seen.
Like looking around the audience very often, certainly in those days. But I do remember two specky kids down the front of the stage looking up.
Basically, throughout the period between then and us signing in 1987, he was a big help in terms of give us money for demo time, stuff like that. We stayed down in his house in Birmingham and then in London when he lived there, and he introduced us to people, publishers and stuff, we thought could have been of help to us. We didn't have really contact with other musicians because we weren't playing in a band, we only played as a duo. So we didn't have a lot of contact with musicians, so it was good that someone who had been successful and who we thought was great was offering us such great support.
I don't think I really did. I think I was just sort of, I don't really know what I was doing in those days really, and I think so I was quite intimidated by them really, because they were very genuine and purposeful.
Seeing Dexys for the first time, it sort of reinforced or brought out what we'd heard before with my dad's record collection, things like Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, and also things like gospel, because we'd heard all those things at home, and we had to listen to them because the old man played them, you know?
Kevin Rowland applied the R&B stuff to his own circumstances, and he wrote soul songs from a perspective of a Irish guy in England, you know, and he applied it to his own life, and he demonstrated that you can, his way of dealing with a record company, his way of dealing with a band or the press, he did it on his own terms as much as was possible, and he made us believe that we could do it on our own terms, and that was important when nobody else was listening.